This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Lisa Koenig.
And I'm Mike Murray.
A story out of GigaOm reports that a major appeals court ruling says that Aereo, which lets users watch and record live TV to mobile devices, does not violate copyright laws. And it refers, this article refers to the decision as being the biggest blow yet to the existing TV business. So Aereo, I believe, has a bunch of tiny, high-tech little antennas that captures TV signals and then sends them out to mobile devices for a price, I guess as low as $1 a day. Mike, what do you think?
Well, I think it's taking advantage of. I think that model of sending signals directly to recording devices is simply a sort of time-saving device for media users who probably record stuff periodically from TV in the first place, you know, and they do it with their DVRs at home, digital video recorders, or in some cases maybe even still VCRs, who knows. But, you know, they would record it off the air. To have a service that kind of helps them do that doesn't seem to me to be any sort of violation of copyright, but I guess it's one of those gray area type of things. So
because it's for personal use.
Whole, you know, I think that if I'm not mistaken, I'm not a broadcast law person necessarily, but if I'm not mistaken, there's a fair use clause in the copyright law that says, you know, if I'm going to record something for my own use, it's okay as long as I don't sell that recording or, you know, I don't think you can even legally give it to anyone, you know. But, you know, if I'm going to record something for my own use, that's okay. That's fair use.
That kind of cleared the way for home video recording to take off in the 1980s.
Yeah, absolutely. So,
plus, Aereo's saying that it's kind of like an antenna. You don't you can watch TV for free if you have rabbit ears. Mm-hmm. And they're just assign, I guess, a tiny antenna for each subscriber or user. And so they're saying they're just doing the same thing. One question I have, though, is they're charging for this service. So does that make it different from just having rabbit ears?
Well, that's a good question. And that's part of the gray area thing. I mean, it's sort of like a cable company. You could be said to be doing the same thing. In the sense that you subscribe to cable, you get a wire stuck in your house that goes to your recorder, maybe, or your television set that's attached to a recorder, maybe. And, you know, I don't know. You see, it's kind of very, very similar, but somebody's trying to make a distinction because they're very worried about the future of broadcast TV, as they well should be, in my way of thinking about it. There's a lot of households now that are what I guess Nielsen refers to, Nielsen Media Research, refers to them as zero TV households. They actually have a TV in the house, but they don't have cable. They don't have an antenna on the roof.
They don't have satellite.
They don't have a satellite dish. But they got, you know, they may get DVDs. They may have a little Apple TV widget device that enables them to connect their television directly to the internet and watch stuff on Netflix. It's just a mess, you know, in terms of the technological developments are happening faster than the regulation can keep up with it, you know, which has always been the case. But it's exponentially increasing now, it seems to me.
Part of the argument on behalf of consumers is that, for example, with cable right now, channels are bundled together.
Right.
You pay a whole bunch of money for a bunch of channels that perhaps you don't even watch. And what this does is it allows you to sort of unbundle and pick and choose. And maybe even beyond that, perhaps there's a channel that's part of your cable bundle that you watch just for one program, and that's the only time you watch it. So this allows you to just sort of even cherry-pick the program so you don't have to subscribe to the entire channel. So that's, I think, part of the argument on behalf of consumers, right?
Yeah, this is what people want. That's why you're seeing the cord cutters who, like Mike was talking about, with streaming movies and TV shows. And there's been talk of a la carte cable where you could just pick your own channels. which I guess I don't know where that stands now. But so it seems like they're, you know, we're in some kind of big transition with TV, like we saw with the music industry.
Yeah, there are some channels that I've come across that I thought I would never watch, like Food TV, for example, that I do watch now. And if I'd had the say, you know, when I first got cable, I probably never would have discovered some of the programs on that channel. There's something to be said for that, but there's also something to be said for the fact that I'm paying a heck of a lot of money for a number of other channels that I have sampled and know I just want absolutely nothing to do with,
right,
such as Home Shopping Network channels. Right. I have absolutely no use for that and don't feel I should have to pay any money for that.
Well, I can say years ago, I remember John McCain talking about, Senator John McCain was talking about the cable companies really need to get on the program here and start offering what I think he's the one that might have come up with the term a la carte cable, maybe not, but that's what he referred to, where you kind of pick and choose the channels you want. The technology is there for that to happen, but they bundle channels into tiers, you know, to make the whole thing a little bit more profitable for themselves and, you know, the program producers way back. You know, back of the cable company. So, but John McCain was talking about it years ago, and you know, to his credit, it's a great idea. But I don't either know where that stands. I don't think it's ever really been very well implemented, which this Aereo thing helps people do that effectively, order the channels they want or record the channels they want.
I guess this court ruling now has given them time to expand. They're only in New York, but they're planning to expand to 22 cities now.
All right. And I imagine those are larger markets. I don't know when we'll see this service out in Fort Gatonia, if ever.
Macomb, I don't think, is on the list.
All right. Hey, with that, we have run out of time for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.